tasty.
Well, hello everyone. I was watching something the other day, China related, you know, vis-a-vis the US-China relations. And one of the speakers happened to mention this port, a deep water port called Yangshan. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And the context for this was that this is an absolutely massive port that they've built, and it's almost entirely automated. That is, it's only got a handful of employees, you know, every square acre or whatever. So a huge amount of cargo is hauled, and it's almost entirely done through robotics and automation. This kind of interested me, so I started looking up videos of it, and I started going into, like, well, what is this port? How has it happened? I've never heard of this. That made me think, well, probably you haven't either. If you have, then it's still actually worth going over some of the details. So I've just kind of pulled up some facts here, facts and figures. And I've also done a comparison with some of the other major ports in the world to see, you know, how this Yangshan deep water port, which the Chinese are calling the eighth wonder of the world. You know, that was me. I thought Andre the Giant was the eighth wonder of the world, but they're calling this port the eighth wonder of the world. And I have to say, it looks like they've done something really quite incredible. So one of the biggest things about this port is that it's all built on reclaimed land. It connects the greater and the lesser Yangshan Islands and the Zhushan Archipelago. It was designed to overcome shallow waters near Shanghai's shore, allowing berths with depths up to 15 meters to accommodate the latest container ships. Now, I've just written a few notes down here, so if you could bear with me, I'll go through some of these facts and figures. So they started building this in 2002, so just over 23 years ago now. The port's development has progressed through four phases. Phases 1 to 3 were completed between 2005 and 2017. They established 17 berths with a quay length of 5.6 kilometres. Phase 4 was completed in 2017. And in Phase 4, they introduced the world's largest fully automated container terminal managed by Shanghai Shengdong International Container Terminals. With a capacity of 4 million TEUs, initially aiming for another 6.3 TEUs, which is how they measure throughput in this world. The port is expected to have 30 berths by project completion, potentially handling 15 million TEUs every single year. The Phase 4 terminal employs 130 automated guided vehicles. So this footage, the bridge cranes that you can see, the gantry cranes, all of them domestically designed. So all of them designed in China, made in China. And it reduced operating costs and enhanced efficiency, as automation often does. And of course, it reduced the demand for manual labor. So as I said at the start, all of this you're seeing, you can't see that many people around because it's practically all automated. And it is controlled remotely and by AI through data-driven operations. So there's an AI component to this, and they're planning to integrate 5G into all of this too. The port spans a land area of 2.23 million square meters, water area of 3.17 million square meters, and it includes a free trade zone to boost maritime traffic, and I suppose to get around various sanctions and various kind of internal controls that China has. So this is one of the major hubs now that China uses to trade with the rest of the world. A lot of people who've actually been there up close say that it is absolutely incredible to see this in the flesh, that it's an industrial marvel, and that really it's kind of anybody who's been close to this place are absolutely gobsmacked that this is even possible, right? That this is even possible. And the reason I'm kind of sharing this is because I honestly think that as this question of taking on China, you know, the American government wants to take on China, here in Europe, we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, really. You know, do we go with the Americans? Do we go with the Chinese? I think that a lot of people have maybe some like outmoded or outdated concepts of what China is like. You know, still, even now, most of us would picture massive sweatshops, you know, millions of peasants working for small amounts of pay and so on and so forth. But, you know, if you consider the operations of this port, those handful of employees that are required to run this operation would probably be on quite a packet. They'd probably be on, because that's what usually happens with automation, is that the wages of the few people who are there, those guys need technical expertise and knowledge in case anything goes wrong, right? There are fewer grunts and more kind of experts on site. So these are going to be like quite skilled employees on this site, and they're going to be on decent money. And this whole operation is probably making quite a lot of money for the Chinese. I kind of did some digging around to see does America have any ports as big as this? Are there any massive ports like this in Europe? And in America, in Los Angeles, there's something called the Port of Los Angeles. There's also a port in Long Beach, right? And they're fairly close to each other, I believe. And this basically has less than half of the Yangshan, it has half of Shanghai's total throughput, okay? And Yangshan is about half of all of Shanghai's volume today, okay? These two ports, the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, handle about 40% of all of US container imports, okay? So that is basically the major American port on the West Coast there, okay? In Europe, the biggest port is probably the Port of Rotterdam, okay? It is the largest port in continental Europe. Rotterdam handles about 15.3 million TEUs, okay? That is less than the 47 million TEUs handled by Shanghai. And in terms of like raw metric tonnage, it's a lot bigger Shanghai, right? However, Yangshan focuses on containers rather than kind of bulk goods. So there's a little bit of a kind of apples and oranges thing, because Rotterdam apparently has more bulk goods. And that is basically, Rotterdam is seen as the gateway to Europe, as far as I can tell. I wanted to do a kind of like-for-like comparison. And in terms of container throughput, Yangshan is 23.5 million. The Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach combined are 19.4. And the Port of Rotterdam is 15.3, okay? Now, why this is interesting is because the actual land area of this port, despite the fact that they've got superior throughput, is about half the size of the American ports, and it's less than half the size of the Port of Rotterdam, right? So it's actually physically smaller, even though it's more efficient at this throughput. Another fact is that the Port of Los Angeles, the Port of Long Beach, and the Port of Rotterdam, they are only partially automated, whereas this port in Yangshan is fully automated, okay? Why am I kind of lingering on this? Why am I looking at this? The reason is because our idea is that China is a kind of less developed market that supplies cheap labor to the rest of the world, right? Whereas we are here in the quote-unquote first world, and we do the superior stuff, the knowledge stuff, the tech stuff, right? Our stuff is automated. This seems to be an area, okay, and it's only one area that I've picked out. There are others as well, where it seems to me that China actually has overtaken the West, has overtaken America, and has overtaken the West in terms of what they can actually achieve, in terms of their automation, their knowledge base, their skills. They seem to be ahead of us. If we were playing Sid Meier's Civilization, it looks like China is ahead of us on the tech tree. Okay, this is significant. It really is. Because it's like, well, who is winning the civilization race, right? On culture points, on tech points, on knowledge points, on science, etc. Who's winning? And for the first time ever, really, it feels like China may actually be pulling ahead. Okay, and I rather than focus on the copes, right? Those are always copes, but there's copes on every side, right? I mean, if you you can like try to pull down China and pull up America, or pull down China and pull up Europe, but as soon as you start doing that, of course, somebody who was on the other side of that argument could start poking holes and finding all sorts of negative things about you know, about operations in the West as well. So I'm not kind of like being a China shill here. I'm just genuinely kind of gobsmacked at this development, how I've never heard of it, right? I guess you have to kind of be interested in international containment shipping or something to be to know about this. But it's the sheer scale of it. I mean, it is an achievement. And it's not actually the first time I've seen something like this where I was previously unaware that it existed. And I was like, oh, wow, look at this. Chinese are doing well. All right. Anyway, pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, the bestseller there, and I'll catch you next week, Monday morning, bright and early for my Monday video, and Tuesday afternoon for office hours. Bye all. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.